Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93 on Jams Fusion in the afternoons. Madlit concert series going on every other Friday throughout the summer. And August 11th, we are celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. And I have what I would say is the founders of the Madison hip-hop scene with me today. Richard Henderson, Johnny Winston, how you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great.
It's
a pleasure to have you.
I'm glad we're alive.
Alive and healthy to be here to do this.
There you go, exactly.
Man, well y'all were a group back in the 80s, 90s called Fresh Force. And y'all started this hip-hop scene, this movement that we have in our community. And I want to say thank you and respectfully, like, I love what y'all have left us to carry on.
Yeah. I mean, the music business is different now than it was then. I mean, we've really had to beg people to play our music. Anytime that there was a show, anytime like a big artist would come into town, we'd have to beg our way to get onto the bill. And, I'm glad we did that. I mean,
I would say artists are still doing that today.
Yeah, well, I think they should do more of that. Like, again, most of the national acts, and it's really strange. Obviously, I looked and saw, some people are coming through town. I mean, Lil Wayne came here.
Yeah, that's huge.
And we would have gave it our right arm to open the show for like a Lil Wayne or anyone else who came into town.
Look at this upcoming weekend. We've got 3-6 Mafia, DJ Paul, Young Buck, and Kid Kid. Like a $20 ticket. Yeah. Like that's a show.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
And and today people don't understand like the importance of like networking and getting yourself out there and taking a risk to make yourself seen and heard. I mean, I remember days where we used to sneak in places,
That's true.
We had to sneak in places. We had to try and find out who was running things. And, we try to network with those people, any way that we could.
So with Fresh Force, you guys started in the 80s through the 90s. Like, was there any urban related venues or spots, nightclubs? Like, what was the performance scene at that time?
There were some venues. But not anything big.
But it was in the beginning and people were still nervous about doing hip hop in their venues and really didn't really understand hip hop enough to promote it or allow people
to welcome
come in.
It properly.
Exactly. They were still learning about hip hop back then.
Downtown at that time was Bullwinkle's, wasn't it? Or was that Headliners?
So Headliners, definitely. We performed at Headliners. We opened up for, that was at,
it's been so long ago. Yeah.
The name has changed so many times, but I think it was called Bullwinkle's then. University.
It's Liquid now, but it's been called Bullwinkle's. Yeah. It was Madison Avenue. It was Headliners. It had a whole slew of names.
Yeah, we had lucky enough to open up for EPMD.
Wow.
That day.
Yeah. That's an epic performance.
No doubt.
And we did great at that show, too.
We did. And honestly, we put on a great show, and I think people were a little surprised, that we did as well as we did.
Even making music at that point was extremely different than it is now. Like, it's all computers and whatnot now, but 90s, 80s, like you had to have drums, you had to have production equipment. Like, what was making music like for Fresh Force?
It was in the early days of drum machines, and luckily enough, Aaron DJ Sweetie Hynum knew what a SB-1200 was. and before then, we were making beats on keyboards.
Okay,
and it was it was some old, outdated keyboards, and it's amazing how just a little bit of technology can take your game to a different level. And when Aaron brought the SB-1200 in, it changed the whole game for producing beats and things like that.
Well, it was your drummer, it could program everything, but yet you could still take it to a show and then recall up the program so you could play it live on the spot.
Or we had to go to the studio and manually push buttons to create instrumentals for ourselves.
Wow.
And back then we had them on cassette tapes, and then eventually quarter inch reel to reel.
Wow.
Eventually we graduated to CDs.
And that's one of the challenges that we have right now is that our technology does not jive with
current
today's
technology.
Yes. And so now we got to figure out how we're going to make that 1990s music come alive on August 11th. But, we always got Richard on beatbox. Daddy Rich on the beatbox. Right. So, we're always good on that.
If all else fails.
I mean, I'm sure y'all still know your beats and your songs. I think you get that mic in your your hand and it's going to come back pretty fast.
Yeah. I hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah. I hope so.
Otherwise,
yeah.
It's going to be a bunch of beats.
You know, the part that's actually crazy, because I was watching some of our old videos, because, you know, there's some people like you really rap? Like, they just don't know me.
As a rapper.
As a rapper, mm-hmm. as a performer.
Well, you've been a community philanthropist for years.
School board, fire department, stuff like that. But, you know, looking back at those videos, I was like, wow, we really put on a stage show. Like, we danced and we rapped and Yokes would sing, and like we really did some stuff there.
Maybe Yokes, huh?
Yeah.
We were great with crowd participation as well.
Well, that was a time where you had to be, you really had to have some sort of interaction, you know, otherwise it wasn't going to really go anywhere.
No, not at all. And that's one thing we prided ourselves on, was our ability to perform. And people don't know, like, the hours we put into our practices and where we practice. I mean, there were times we had to practice in a room smaller than the studio that we were sitting in.
Or out in the middle of the street.
In the basement or out in the street.
Simpson Street.
You know, exactly. The old Simpson Street. And Aaron would pull his car up and turn on his stereo system.
We'd
practice outside.
Right outside.
It's old school, man.
And really? Nowadays, you got kids creating music off of USB microphones from a video game and a $200 laptop. It's like,
or their cell phone.
Yeah, I've seen that too. It's really crazy how easy it is to put music out now. You guys also mentioned something that I think is noteworthy. Like, what would have happened for Fresh Force if social media was a thing? You know what I mean? Like, you guys had to really 110% grassroots hit the streets to get anything done.
We'd be rocking over at Belgium right now.
Definitely.
You know, holding it down in Russia or wherever. You know, we'd be doing something. And but, you know, that's what's great about music, that it can live on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, again, we're looking forward to August 11th. I mean, I am, just for the simple fact, it just takes you back in time,
right?
And makes you feel good about the music, you know. And again, music is so important in lives, and it just takes you back. And so I'm just hoping that again on August 11th we have fun, which is the most important, that the crowd has fun, and they get to see us all come together and perform.
Well, I think it's going to be an amazing concert, man. What's the full group? I know it's more than just you two, right? You got Yokes. Who else was in Fresh Force?
Warren Benamy, who's traveling all the way from Israel.
Wow.
To come back here. He's on the plane. Well, he should be here tonight at 7 o'clock. And DJ Sweetie Hynum. And he owned the Underground back in the days. So, you know, we got a chance to do some stuff there.
That kind of became home base.
Yeah. But, you know, then we were nightclub owners. You know? We weren't rap nightclub. Right. You know, but again, you know, that's something culturally relevant for the city too, is that, you know, again, we had a place where people can come and hang out and have fun, and you know, again, we're a part of that too.
And still this community, you know, 20-30 years later, is still facing the same holdbacks, the same drawbacks, the same challenges that Fresh Force faced in the 80s and 90s. Like, we've opened a few doors, but we still got a long ways to go to welcoming hip hop properly into the city.
Well, you know, it comes to people coming together and really sitting down at the table and having like quality discussions about what to do as a whole,
right?
As opposed to just an individual or a small group of people. I think Madison has always had like the best talent, and a fusion of talent from everywhere. But I just think we've always had a challenge of working together, you know, and everyone trying to support each other and help each other get out there. And I think once they do that, I think Madison and this area will grow,
will rise,
no doubt.
Yeah, definitely getting some sort of unity, you know, beyond just artists. Like, it's got to be artists and venues and promoters. Mm-hmm. Like, we need the, you know, people. People are like, hey, we want more local music in the shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way it gets there is the promoters booking them.
Right.
You know, and we need more of that, you know? So when, you know, like, big shout outs to companies like Midwest Mix-Up, like, every time they bring a national artist, they put a local artist on.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I want to say, you know, with Johnny and just with Fresh Force, one thing that we were very good about is even our so-called rivals back then, whenever we had shows, we always tried to put other people on that bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Def Kali Tribe.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a lot of rappers that, you know, I wouldn't call it real beef, you know, but, you know, we had our
entertainment beef,
you know, and everybody wanted to stand out, but we didn't let that keep us from putting them on the bill with us, you know, because we realized that there's an audience for us,
there's an audience for other people.
Yeah. You know,
and they
mean?
Overlap.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it's about the music, it's about entertainment, and it's about, you know, making this thing called hip hop, you know, live on.
It's also about community too, man. Like, you know, if we don't come together, we can't be a community.
No.
Well, we also had to do the block party to, like, promote the block party, you know, and so we could perform or a concert.
You had to create an event to be able to perform.
Yeah.
And the artists these days are still doing that. They're renting out CBD shops and bookstores and finding creative ways to make a stage where there wasn't one.
Right.
And they're doing that because they saw guys like you like forge that way here in Madison.
Well, you know, we appreciate that.
We really appreciate that.
And it's cool to see people who are starting to hear about this concert on the 11th, how excited they are to see us get back together and do a little something. And it's crazy how they remember our old songs from back then and they'll kind of sing a little bit of it.
It shows you that it meant something.
Man, yeah.
It meant something to somebody.
Hey, hopefully they can sing along.
Right.
Help us out a little bit with the lyrics or something.
Y'all have the tapes or CDs still out there? Like,
we do. We have like a website. We have a website, you know, freshforest.net. Like,
nice.
Like, for real, it's still there. And, you know, Oren.
Man, I need to go check that out, man, and get some of that, you know, because, like, I have the ability to take tape and CD and digitize them so we can bring that to the new world.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, we got pictures. There's commercials we've done. There's
it's crazy.
Footage from shows we've done.
Well, that's another thing, too. Like, the commercials. Like, we just happened to know the son of the owner of American TV.
Oh, wow.
And he saw us and he was like, hey, that would be a great commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, we're doing
TV commercials
at American TV. But that's
a really great way to blow up. I know a guy in Chicago that did that and he did it for a lawyer and like he wrote the whole song to him. They produced it to it. And like now he's walking down the street and people stop him and sing the dang lawyer jingle to him.
Right.
That's right.
You know?
We did plenty of those too.
We also, for the Department
of Transportation.
Yeah. Alcohol Health Services.
Yeah, man.
Man, y'all were really doing it, man. That's something that none of these artists right now are doing. Like, they haven't done that, man. Like, we need to figure out how to get these kids on that platform. Like, that's a huge opportunity. That's cool.
I think this day and age, they want that immediate gratification.
Everybody does.
You know, and they don't understand, like, even something that you think is immediate has taken a lot of work to get to that point.
It's taken a ton.
You know, and we understood that fully. I mean, there were days we were out passing out flyers. You know, we were doing the free shows to get the paid shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or what we called paying dues back then.
Same thing now.
Yeah.
Right.
Nowadays, the artists, some of them have to pay to get on the show and then sell tickets to get it back. It's really unfortunate, but, you know, there's a good balance out there of opportunities. You know what I mean? So,
but how do you get better at doing something? You got to do it.
You have to do it.
You got
to
do it
over and over.
Yeah. And if there's a mic out there, you got to get on it.
And, you know, and I say that for myself because I remember the first show that I did with Fresh Force. The first time I rapped on stage, I forgot my lyric.
Oh, no.
You know?
But you were still great.
But you know, but I recovered.
Some crowd participation.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And get back with it, you know?
You know, but that's the one thing about us. I think because we did so much and we did all the little shows and all the shows that a lot of people wouldn't do, it helped us, you know, hone our craft.
Did y'all ever get to do like Taste of Madison or anything like that? That was before our time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or after. Yeah. But like we did like the Coliseum, so the Dane County stuff that you guys do, the Dane County Fair or whatever. Again, not as urban as it is now, but we got a chance to opened up for a couple national acts.
That's awesome.
And you know, rock them off the stage. Like, people are like, "Who are these guys?" Like, you know, but when it's your hometown, the crowd should be with you.
Should be engaged.
And, it's wonderful to see that and still see it in the video,
exactly.
even if it's grainy video. video,
right.
We still get to see it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
we also got to do was it Afrofest in Milwaukee.
Yeah, we did Afrofest. We did a lot of stuff again, you know.
Well, I'm excited to get you guys back on the stage. You know, Mad Lit Concert Series, it's every other Friday all summer long. Fresh Force is going to be taking the stage Friday, August 11th as part of a 50 years of hip hop celebration. I think this is going to be a really cool, probably the coolest event for Mad Lit this summer.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be a part of it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the current age of rappers? Is there anybody that you guys really like?
So I listen to it more on the production side.
Okay.
So, I mean, I love a lot of the production that's going on right now. I love some of the creativity. I'll leave it there.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, we're older now, so.
It's not made for me. Some of it's not made for what these guys are doing, you know?
But I respect the hustle and the grind, you know. But I would like to see it get back to some real hip hop, real lyrics and substance, and you know, something like that, you know.
But you know what's great? We were rapping lyrics about rap being a fad back in the 80s.
And
here we are now. It is.
You get outside of Madison, and hip hop's the most dominant genre of music in the world, really.
Yeah.
You know, even though everywhere business wise, you know, like in every community, you hear the same stories of like, well, we can't have a club, we can't have these venues, we're compromising, you know what I mean? But it's the biggest genre in the world.
I think the music will
continue to live on. I just think we have to get people in the right mindset of saying, hey, we have to come in and act respectfully wherever we go so we can have this music last forever.
That's true.
That's what it comes down to, is just the respect for the music and the culture that I think has slipped a little bit. But once they get that in check, I think hip hop will continue to grow.
But it always comes and goes in waves, you know, so we'll hit that up spike again and bring it back a little bit. Man, Richard Henderson, Johnny Winston, I appreciate y'all coming by and sharing the Fresh Force story with Madtown. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all on the stage with Mad Lit on Friday, August 11th.
Bro, we appreciate you having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. What's the website for Fresh Force?
Freshforce.net.
Doesn't get any simpler.
I'm telling you.
Actually, it's fresh-force.net.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah. Way to go.
Catch our full conversation at madtownjams.com. Guys, really appreciate y'all coming through today. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate y'all.